We're on the Ballymacash Road here in Lisburn, and you'll notice on the sign behind me it says Old Church Place. This is the very site where the Free Presbyterian Church and Witness started in Lisburn way back in 1968. The Reverend William Beattie conducted a gospel mission, and many people began to attend those meetings. Others were converted, and others left liberal and apostate churches and joined themselves to the Free Presbyterian Witness in Lisburn just as a result of that campaign back in 1968. Just after the tent was taken down, a little wooden hut was erected over here, and then a number of years after that, in the 1970s, the church, the red brick church building, was erected just behind me where these houses are. Now, there's a lovely little verse in the book of the Acts of the Apostles, chapter 16 and verse number 13. And on the Sabbath we went out of the city by a riverside where prayer was wont to be made. Paul's coming into the city of Philippi, and he discovers a little place just outside of the boundaries of the city, a place where prayer was wont to be made, a place where people met together to seek God. Whenever I began to attend the meetings here in Lisburn way back in 1999, 21 years ago, the original church building was still standing. Don't know if you can see it here in this picture that was taken just before it was demolished, the old hut they called it. And some blessed memories. We used to have the meetings in here on the Lord's Day before the church was built, the brick building. And then after that, the children's meetings and the prayer meetings were held in this hut. And what blessed times those were. The old saints just called it the old hut. And some that are listening and watching on will remember blessed days in the old hut, the place where prayer was wont to be made. Some wonderful prayer meetings and some wonderful prayer warriors attended those meetings back in those days. I think back to people that have gone to be with the Lord, men and women who loved the Lord and could really lay hold upon God in the place of prayer. I think of Joe Chapman, I think of Mrs. Connor, I think of Billy Hugh Baxter, I think of Jimmy McLernan, I think of Margaret and Martha Dick, and many, many others, people, some still with us today, thankfully, who enjoyed times of blessing and times of seeking God in that hut. But many of their seats are empty. It was said in the Word of God concerning David and Jonathan, "Thou shalt be missed because thy seat will be empty." And whenever people like that leave this scene of time and they go to glory, their seats are missed. But you know, E.M. Bounds was a great man of God, a prolific writer on the subject of prayer, and he's many, many great books on prayer, Power Through Prayer and so on. And he made this wonderful statement. He said, "Prayers never die. Prayers never die." The psalmist David, speaking of his tears, he said, "Put thou my tears into thy bottle. Are they not in thy book?" God records every tear. God, I believe, records every prayer, because we read in Revelation about the prayers of saints being kept under the altar. We need people to pray and to really seek God in these days. Great memories of the old hut. And I trust that if you were there, that you'll continue to pray on. And if you've never really given yourself to God, to seek his face in prayer, and you don't attend your public prayer meeting, or you don't have a quiet time with God in the closet, give yourselves to prayer. The effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much.